This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran says it has not yet made a decision about whether to extend an agreement with the UN atomic watchdog over access to surveillance footage at its nuclear sites. The remarks by the spokesman of the foreign ministry on Monday comes after a three-month deal between Tehran and international nuclear inspectors to preserve video data at the country's atomic installations expired last week. Following a one-month extension, Iran began limiting the access to inspectors from the UN atomic watchdog to its nuclear sites earlier in the year. It's part of a pressure campaign on the West over Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The U.S. Defense Department says its military conducted airstrikes Sunday against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military, under the direction of U.S. President Joe Biden, targeted three operational and weapon storage facilities, two in Syria, one in Iraq. He is describing the airstrikes as defensive, saying that they were launched in response to an ongoing series of attacks by Iran-backed groups targeting U.S. interests in Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met in Rome Sunday as their new governments looked to turn the page on former President Donald Trump and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose close alliance aggravated partisan divisions within both countries. Now, with Trump sidelined in Florida and Netanyahu leading the opposition, President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett have focused on pragmatic diplomacy. This is VOA News. Pyongyang residents express worry over North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un becoming thinner at recent public activity, according to state-run television. And the footage aired by KRT on Friday, which Reuters cannot independently verify, Pyongyang residents were seen watching a big screen on the street showing a concert which Kim and party officials attended after the meeting of the Workers' Party of Korea. Earlier in the month, KRT also released video of Kim attending a party meeting that showed him looking visibly thinner compared to footage said to be from about 4 months ago. The UN envoy to the Middle East says shipments of Qatari-funded fuel into the Gaza Strip will resume for the first time since last month's 11-day war between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers. The move indicates a return to the informal understandings between Israel and Hamas in recent years, in which the Islamic militant group traded calm for much-needed aid and development projects in the blockaded territory. The UN envoy says the fuel will be delivered to Gaza's sole power plant. The Israeli military confirms the deliveries without saying who is actually paying for the fuel. Police say suspected militants fatally shot a police officer, his wife, and their daughter in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Police said anti-India militants entered the officer's home in the southern area late Sunday and fired indiscriminately at those inside. The officer was killed immediately while his wife died a few hours later in the hospital. The 23-year-old daughter died in the hospital early Monday. In a statement, police labeled the incident a terror attack. The Himalayan region of Kashmir is divided between India and Pakistan and claimed by both in its entirety. Rebels have been fighting against Indian rule since 1989. Mexican authorities say eight more suspects have been arrested for alleged involvement in gun attacks earlier in the month that killed 19 people in the northern Mexico border city of Reynosa, nearly all of whom appeared to be innocent bystanders. The arrest brought to 13 the number of people detained over the June 19th attacks that left four gunmen and 15 civilians dead. One alleged gunman was detained after being wounded during the shootings, and four others were arrested at midweek. At least seven people were killed, more than 50 people injured in an explosion in the Bangladeshi capital late on Sunday. The cause of the blast, which occurred on the ground floor of a three-story building on a busy street, was not immediately known. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.